Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It honestly feels like it's been lifetimes since I've last spoken to you girls, but it hasn't. It's only been a week since my last podcast episode, so just being a little traumatic, but nonetheless, I am back with another episode for you girls. I have my wine with me. I have an amazing topic that I want to speak on today. It's something that I know many of you will relate to because it's something that we have been fed all of our lives, and it is about this hustle culture. So what I want to talk about today is the truth about hustle culture, why I think it's toxic and detrimental to our well-beings, and how we can actually create a work-life balance so that we can live happier, healthier, glowier lives, because, you know, that's what this podcast is about. And yeah, I'm just really excited to share my two cents on this topic because I have been a victim to this hustle culture. It's something that I'm still dealing with. I really want to have this conversation so we can change our mindsets and our priorities around this and, you know, have more of a balance, because balance is everything in life. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be talking about today. But you guys, before we get into this episode, I have two announcements to make. Listen up, you guys. If you've been interested in working with a life coach, or what it's like to work with a life coach, listen up, because I have two services, two chances for you guys to work one-on-one with me. So the first is a one-on-one private three-month mentorship where we work together to help you get you to where you want to be, live the life that you want to live, have the career you want to have the abundance that you desire, have the relationship, love yourself, have the friends, live the life that you want, and be the person you want to be. In this three-month mentorship, we work together one-on-one to help you get clarity on what it is you really, really want in your life. We work on your limiting beliefs, removing blocks, removing your fears, whatever is holding you back. I help you cultivate a high vibe mindset. I help you cultivate your self-worth, your self-love. You will love yourself like never before. And we create action steps for you to take to actually get to where you want to be. So it's a good fucking time here. My job here is basically to guide you, support you, hold you accountable. I'm basically your girlfriend on steroids. I'm your cheerleader. I'm here to see that you shine and thrive and live your best life. if you are someone who has these goals and dreams for yourself, or you are sick and tired of listening to your limiting beliefs or your negative thoughts or your fears or the opinions of others, and you are ready to see massive real change in your life, you're ready to make shit happen, then this one-on-one mentorship is for you. So if you are interested in booking a free complimentary consultation call, or you want to learn more about this service, or you're interested or have any questions, you can definitely email me at jasmine@jasmineshaw.org, or you can DM me on Instagram. The link to the service will also be in the show notes if you want to check it out, view all the details, everything it includes. It's a good time, like I said. So I have that service for you guys. And the other thing that I have for you is really fucking cute. It's called Happy Hour Hangout. So this is for my girls who don't necessarily need a whole 3-month mentorship. They don't really need to create massive change in their life, but they more maybe have like a certain dilemma or issue that they're dealing with that they want guidance on. Maybe you need a fresh perspective on something that you're going through, or you just need someone to talk to who you know is unbiased and isn't going to judge you, or you just want to pick the brain of a life coach and get, you know, some one-on-one guidance on something, you know, that you're dealing with. It could be like deciding if you should accept a new job offer or get the promotion at your current job, or if you should leave the relationship you're in or stay, or if you should move to a brand new city. Like, I'm literally here to hear you out and guide you into what I feel is the right thing for you to do. And I'm here to help you get clarity on whatever you need. So the main difference between the one-on-one 3-month mentorship and Happy Hour Hangout is the one-on-one mentorship is more for people who are trying to achieve long-term goals that are going to take some time to achieve. And Happy Hour Hangout is designed for a specific issue or problem, or just wanting to get a new perspective or get some guidance and support around. Both offers are something that I wish that I had when I was first starting out in my journey. And the reason why I'm so passionate about the work that I do and the offers that I provide is because when I was first trying to change my life, when I first had this negative, toxic mindset, and I was in a toxic, abusive environment, and, you know, I was around the wrong people, I had low self-worth, I felt the life was unfair, the world was out to get me, I was in a complete victim mentality. When I was first beginning to change or try to change, I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where to begin. I didn't know how. I didn't have anyone in my life who was of a positive influence, who could hold my hand and guide me into the direction of my dream life that I'm living in now. I literally had to figure it out step by step, step by step, by myself. It was difficult. It was hard. There were many nights where I literally cried in bed all fucking day and night because I was so deep in my negativity that I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I couldn't see how my life was going to get better or how I would be able to make it better. And I just felt like my life was going to be this way forever. But eventually, you know, I figured it out. I learned the secrets. I learned exactly what it takes to change your life. And I share all of that with you, whether it's through working for 3 months one-on-one or just a Happy Hour Hangout. I share all of the things that I've learned along the way. And the reason why I, again, am so passionate about what I do is because it was hard doing it alone. It was so difficult not having anyone by my side to help me. And just because it was difficult for me, I don't feel that it needs to be difficult for anyone else. And that is all I'm going to say about that. I didn't want, you know, to make this episode all about my services. But again, if you are interested, links to both services will be in the show notes. And you can also DM me if you have any questions. My books are open and they're booking up fast. So get your spot before they, you know, run out for the time being. Anyways, moving on. I'm done with that. That's that on that. So let's go ahead and get into this episode. So So I want to start off this topic with this quote that I found on Pinterest. I do not know the author of this quote, so please forgive me on that. But the quote is, destroy the idea that you have to be constantly working or grinding in order to be successful. Embrace the concept that rest, recovery, and reflection are essential parts of the progress towards a successful and ultimately happy life. So I chose this quote because I felt it perfectly reflects the message that I want to share with you all today, and it's that you do not have to work 24/7 to be considered accomplished or successful. You do not have to hustle and grind to the point of burnout to make your dreams come true. You do not have to suffer. You do not have to have mental breakdowns every other week or day. You do not have to do or be any of that. It's a myth. They're lies. And I'm here to debunk them all. And I'm here to shed light on just the lies that we've been told about this whole toxic hustle culture and how it's so detrimental to our well-being. And I really want to have this conversation so that we can begin to shift our perception, our priorities around hustle, and how we can actually create work-life balance for ourselves. And I'll be sharing my tips on how to create, or how I've been creating, work-life balance. So I want to start off by saying I will be the first to admit that I suffer from productivity guilt. And the way that I like to describe productivity guilt is feeling guilty for resting or relaxing when you know, because you know that you could be doing something else, or you know that there's something else that needs to be done. And this is such a shitty thing to suffer from, because the truth is there's always going to be something that you could do. There is always going to be another thing on the to-do list. And this, having this mentality, it literally robs you from being able to rest and relax and enjoy yourself. And my goal with this conversation is not to sway you away from working hard or being productive, but more so on taking aligned action and finding that balance between work and life and rest and all of that. I want to share some of the factors that I feel play a role in why some of us get stuck in this hustle and grind culture, mentality, whatever you want to call it. And the first being, it's what's being fed to us on the media. You know, we're being, the idea of working 24/7, of sacrificing, of grinding, of working hard is literally glamorized on social media, on media platforms. And it's what we've been taught, it's what we know, but we're now realizing, hey, this isn't it. Like, this isn't cool. Like, working 90 hours a week is not it. And we're finally opening up our eyes to the lies that we have been fed by society. And another factor that I feel plays a role is there's always feeling like there's something we could be doing. And we focus on what's left to do instead of what has been done. And like I said, there's always going to be something to do. The next factor is that we base our self-worth on all the things we did or did not do. And this is something that I completely struggle with and am working on. And the thing is, so if you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen me post on my story last weekend how I was allowing myself to rest and relax for the weekend. I didn't have an agenda. I didn't have a to-do list. And I spoke about how it felt weird to allow myself to rest and relax, but how I knew it was necessary. And this is something that I'm consciously ensuring that I'm putting out there into the world, because I know a lot of us, and I am definitely one of them, that we post when we're being productive, when we're grinding, when we're hustling. And it's good, it's inspiring. I love seeing that type of content, but I think it's also important to share you aren't being as productive, or I just don't ever want to portray an image that I'm like productive 24/7, because let me tell you, I am not at all. Okay, so those are just some of like the reasons why I feel we get stuck in this hustle culture. And of course, there's so many other reasons, but these are just some of the things that I wanted to touch on today. So now I just want us to take a moment and think about a car for a second. You know, think about your car. If you don't have a car, think about a car. Think about if you were to drive your car consistently year after year and you don't ever get a tune-up, you don't get an oil change, you don't maintain it, you don't take care of it, eventually what do you think will happen to that car? It's going to break down and it's going to burn out on you. And it's the same thing when it comes to ourselves and allowing ourselves to rest and rejuvenate. And it leads me to wonder why, knowing this, it leads me to wonder, why do we praise this hustle mentality? Why do we frown upon resting and relaxing when it is essentially a necessity for our well-being? I know that changing the narrative can be difficult, or allowing yourself to relax can be difficult, especially if you're someone like me who thrives off being productive and checking things off your to-do list and all of that. I know it makes me happy, it makes me feel good, but there is a fine line between working hard and then working yourself to the point of exhaustion and burnout, which will lead to mental and physical burnout. It can lead to illness or injury. It can lead to, you know, being unable to take care of yourself properly, not getting proper sleep and eating well and not having time for the other things that are important to you. Also, on the other side of the spectrum, there's not working hard enough. So if you're really in the vibe of go with the flow, let life happen, you know, take things as they come vibe, there's also negative side effects to that as well. And when you're on that side of the spectrum, that can lead to, you know, you're not really working towards anything, or you're not progressing in life, or you're not accomplishing your goals. And that can lead to you feeling stagnant, unaccomplished, unsatisfied, and unfulfilled in life. And for me, living that way is not, it doesn't seem ideal either. Neither does being in constant hustle and grind mode. So what I'm getting at here is the key is finding balance to it all. So how do we do this? How do we create a work-life balance, and how do we step away from being in constant hustle mode? So I have some practical tips that I want to share with you girls that have been helping me step away from being in constant hustle and grind, and been helping me create a more work-life balance, and it's been super useful and helpful for me. So these are my tips. I'm sure there are many others, but this is what I'm sharing today. The first tip that I think is so, so important is to know your priorities, because when you know your priorities, when you have a clear set of priorities, it's easier to say yes and no to things. And it's helpful in ensuring that you don't drop the ball on things that are important to you. So for example, one of my priorities is making sure that I spend quality time with my partner. So even though we live together, we don't really spend quality time with each other. We're both really busy, our schedules are different, and we don't really see each other that often unless it's in the morning or in the evening. So we have made it a priority to make Friday evenings our quality time together. And because I know this is a priority of mine, I now know not to schedule work, meetings, calls, or any other events or activities on Friday evenings, because it's the time I spend with my partner. And that's just an example of when you know your priorities, you can better manage your time, you can better manage your schedule, you know when to say no to things, and you know what you can handle. So the first step or tip that I have for you is to make a list of your non-negotiables, of your priorities. Is it working out, spending time with your kids, making sure you get 8 hours of sleep? Whatever your priorities are, write them down, know them, and stick to them. Tip number two is to know your limits. So listen up to all my people pleasers out there, because I'm coming for you when I say you don't have to say yes to everything. You really don't. You don't have to say yes to every assignment, every invite, every collab, every opportunity to work later or pick up a shift. You don't have to say no. I mean, you don't have to say yes to everything. And get this, people pleasers, get this. People will not hate you or whatever fears that you have. Personally, I've never been a people pleaser, so I don't have personal experience with this, but what I do know is that it's okay to say no. You don't have to say yes to everyone or everything. And when you know your limits, you know what you can handle, and you eliminate the opportunity to put too much on your plate and to overwhelm yourself. And it's important when we to know our limits. And if we find ourselves in a situation where we have put too much on our plate, it's important that we learn to adjust, make some arrangements so that we do have more of a balance. We're not overwhelmed. We're not pulling our hair at the end of the night because we still have a million things to do and it's already time for bed. So tip number two is know your limits. Tip number three is a basic one, but nonetheless very important. And it is to tip number three is to fill your cup up first. So before you check work emails, before you reply to DMs, before you answer text messages, make sure that you are setting yourself up for success every morning, doing a morning routine. I have an episode on how to create and cultivate a high vibe morning routine. So if you don't have a great morning routine, get one, do one, have one, because it will change your life. Like, a morning routine is an essential part of my well-being and my success. So for me, I do the usual journaling, meditating, and everything that I do in my morning routine. But something that I've been doing recently is seeking inspiration and motivation before I start my day. So I've been going on Pinterest and I've carefully created my Pinterest feed to be full of quotes, pictures, and reminders to myself of what I'm working towards. And it's put me in such a great vibration and a great space mentally and emotionally. When I go on Pinterest and I see like all the things that I want for my life and just, you know, inspiring quotes, it's been a really great addition to my morning routine. So my fourth tip is to have a set work schedule if you can. So I don't work a traditional 9-to-5, but I have created a 9-to-5 work schedule for myself, and I do my very best to stick to this 9-to-5 schedule. Today I'm not doing that well because it is 5:36 p.m. and I'm still recording this episode and I have to edit it, but for the most part, you know, I do my best. I find that this is literally the bread and butter to having work-life balance, and it's to know when it's time to work and when it's time to rest and relax. So this means not checking your emails when you are quote-unquote off the clock, not responding to anything work-related, not checking up on anything work-related. When you are off work mode, make it a commitment to be off work mode. Tip number five is to schedule breaks and reset days. So my reset days are typically on Saturdays and Sundays. Obviously, I usually use these days to kind of get my apartment together, my life together, you know, do a little bit of like life activities. But I also use these days to really rest, do whatever I feel like doing, whether it's staying in bed all day and watching Netflix, spending time with a girlfriend, having family dinner with my family, obviously. But I use these days to not have an agenda, to just go with the flow, to allow myself to do the things that I feel like doing, and to not have a to-do list. And I think it's really important that we have at least one day out of the week, if that, where we don't have a plan, we don't have a list that we need to check off, and we just allow ourselves to be and do and create and live and enjoy life. My last tip number six, is to listen to your body. So our bodies are always communicating to us what we need and when we need it, or when we need it. I recently tweeted how listening to your body and what it needs will literally help to avoid so many issues like burnout, sickness, injury, etc. And it's the truth. Like, when we are thirsty, our bodies will tell us we are thirsty. Like right now, I'm thirsty. But the water is like 3 feet away, and I'm kind of lazy to get it right now, but I'm thirsty and my body is telling me I'm thirsty because my lips are dry and my throat is dry. When we are coming down with a flu, our bodies will let us know a few days before we actually get the flu. You know, when we are hungry, our bodies tell us we are hungry. When we are fatigued, our bodies will let us know. So it's important to listen to your body throughout the days when you are working and when it's telling you to rest. And you will find if you don't listen, your body will force you to listen, whether it's through illness or an injury or whatever it is. Eventually, your body will fucking force you to listen. So it's either you listen right then and there when your body is saying, hey, you need to take a 10-minute break, you need to eat something, you need to drink some water, or it's going to get worse and it's, you know, going to force you to listen. So those are my 6 quick tips on how to create more work-life balance. Of course, there are so many other tips, but this is just like the beginning tips on how to begin to create a balance, especially if you don't have it right now. And something that I always like to remind myself is that life is meant to be enjoyed. You know, we are here to create experiences, to try new things, to live life, to have fun. And what is the point in working so hard all the time if we don't even get to reap the benefits of that? You know, like if we're in constant work and grind mode, we're not allowing ourselves to actually reap the rewards of working and grinding so hard. Like if you're going to work and grind hard, make it be purposeful, make it be for a bigger reason than yourself, and allow yourself to enjoy the fruits of your labor. It's like, what is the point if you don't, you know? And again, this conversation is not to sway you away from being productive and hustling, because I am an advocate for being productive, working towards your dreams, and a healthy hustle. I think I'm gonna trademark that. We're about having a healthy hustle, not a hustle where you're burning out, where you're crying because you're overwhelmed and overworked, where you don't have time for anything else other than work, sleep, and eating. Like, that is not what we're about. That is not living. It isn't. And it's time that we, you know, step away from this toxic hustle and step into a healthy hustle where we have balance in our life, where we have time to work out, eat right, spend time with our family, work, have fun, enjoy life, and do all of the things that bring us happiness. And I think that is really ultimately the goal, and of course working towards those dreams and goals, but in a healthy, aligned way. So that is all I have to say for this episode. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that some of these words and tips resonated with you, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this hustle culture and how you're changing the narrative around it and how you're stepping away from it, and your own tips that you may have, because I know like these are not all the tips. But if you enjoyed this episode, I would love if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Insta stories, tag me in it. I so greatly appreciate it, and leave an iTunes review if you haven't already. And that is all I have to say. I'm now gonna do some arts and craft now, because balance, you know? But anyways, as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.